The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network.
Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Podcast here on the Southwest Georgia Network. I'm Walter Johnson, and a quick reminder that the Southwest Georgia Network can be found online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. On Spotify, and also on Anchor and anchor.fm/SWGA Network, or wherever else you get your podcast. So, the regular season is over, and the playoffs are just around the corner. On this week's episode of the HSFR, the High School Football Roundup Podcast, I'm going to have a brief recap of the final week of the regular season. Looking forward to some playoff action in the opening round of the playoffs, not only in the Georgia High School Association, or GHSA, but also in the GIAA, which is the Georgia Independent Athletics Association, and GAPS, where schools like Sherwood Christian Academy, located just south of Albany, are located. So, a lot to get into, so it's time to get started. And obviously a good place to start would be be close to home, with home being here in Albany, Georgia, and where the High School Football Roundup Podcast is recorded every single week. And seeing the Lee County Trojans in their regular season on a winning note, snapping a two-game losing streak and rolling past Tift County 46-14. And the Trojans scored the game's first two touchdowns, getting out to a 14-0 lead. And then Tift County rallied to tie the score at 14-all. And then Lee County went ahead for good late in the first half. Scored a touchdown, made a two-point conversion, and then cruised to the 46-14 victory. Osmani Kromaa rushed for 171 yards and three touchdowns, according to the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter. Delvin Collier and Braxton Hooner combined for 125 yards rushing and two touchdowns. So, good news is the Trojans finally snapped at the long losing streak. The bad news is if the Lee County Trojans are to win their third state title in the last 6 years, dating back to 2017, they're going to have to do it on, not only they're going to have to do it on the road, they're also going to have to do it as a non-region champion. That's because, you know, for the first time since 2016, the Lee County Trojans, under head coach Gene Fabrizio, wrapping up his 14th season in Leesburg, will not be a region champion. So tremendous task going forward. Lee County will head up into Springfield, Georgia, to face Effingham County. And Effingham County coming in at 7-3 overall to finish the regular season, similar to Lee County. So obviously, Trojans are going to have their work cut out for them. And it seems like if past history is any indication, it wouldn't surprise me if Lee County did do the unthinkable or unbelievable, which is to make a deep playoff run. See, back in 2017, the Colquitt County Packers, despite finishing third in Region 1-7A, made a deep run to the state championship game at the 7A level, and then gave North Gwinnett all it can handle before losing to North Gwinnett in the 7A title game. And ironically on that same night, the Trojans rallied in the closing seconds to beat Coffey to win the 6A title. And it was the first back-to-back state titles for Lee County. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And the winner of the, let's see, and should Lee County get past the, Effingham County at Effingham County, and they would face the winner of the Riverwood Academy game in College Park, Georgia, just south of Atlanta. And then there's Blessed Trinity going to North Forsyth and River Ridge at the number one ranked team in Class 6A in Hughes, Lacey Hughes High School, and another school located way south of Atlanta, or just south of Atlanta, over in the first round of the playoffs. And the rest of Region 1-6, and as far as the rest of Region 1-6A goes, you got the Region 1-6A champion, newly crowned Region 1-6A champion, Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets, hosting Evans. And the Yellow Jackets earn the right to be the number one seed and host that first round playoff game against Evans by beating Northside of Warner Robins 24-14. And then the Yellow Jackets rallied Thomas County Central rallied from being down at halftime. And to win their first region title since 2007. Actually, Thomas County Central's last region championship came back in 2016. And they also finished the regular season undefeated at 10-0 for the first time since 2007. And also, Northside of Warner Robins will be the number two team in Region 1-6A, thanks to their upset win over Lee County. And the Eagles will host Glenn Academy in the opening round, and the number four seeded Housen County Bears will be on the road to face Brunswick. And that's not going to be an easy matchup for the Bears. And despite going 8-2 on the regular, despite finishing the regular season 8-2, Housen County will be the number four seed, mainly because of their losses to Lee County as well as to Thomas County Central. And Lee County, I think, up until October 21st, appeared to be well on their way to winning a sixth straight region championship. But that's not how things turned out. And then losing back-to-back games to Northside of Warner Robins, as well as to Housen County. And it seems like in Region 1 teams have had a history, regardless of class of teams that are members, that have been members of Region 1. Teams that have been members of Region 1, which is mostly team schools in South Georgia, South Central Georgia, have made deep playoff runs, and that's regardless of classification. And it will be interesting to see how this Lee County team fares, and wherever they can be true road warriors during this upcoming postseason. because that's because, one particular Bears sportscaster used to say, or has always said, that's why they play the games. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I'm going to move on to Class 4A. And the Westover Patriots advanced to the state playoffs for the first time, for the second time in the last 3 years. And they shut out Shaw of Columbus at Hugh Mills Stadium on Friday, November 4th. Final score 31-0. And this is a game that Westover had to win in order to clinch a playoff berth. And then and the Patriots entered that game 0-3 in region play, as well as 2-7 overall. You see, like, Westover has lost so many close games in a way too many dimension. So Westover not only took care of business against Shaw, they did so in a big way, pitching a shutout and then winning that all important tiebreaker. And with that win over Shaw, Westover forced a 3-way tie with Shaw and Hardaway, both out of Columbus, for the number 3 and number 4 seeds in Region 1-4A. And since Westover beat Shaw, which beat Hardaway, which beat Westover by 1 point, 15-14, it all came down to that all-important tiebreaker of fewest points allowed against the teams involved. And Westover gave up just 15 points in that one-point loss to Hardaway, while Shaw gave up 48 points against Hardaway and Westover, respectively. 17 and a 4 point. I meant that to 21-27. All these tiebreakers are confusing. My apologies, all these tiebreakers are confusing. But the bottom line was, Westover gave up 0 points in shutting out Shaw, 31-0. So as a result, the Patriots will face the Spalding Jaguars up in Griffin, Georgia, on this weekend. Friday night contest up in Griffin. So if Westover were to go on the road, knock off Spalding, and they would face the winner of the Whitewater Benedictine game in Whitewater High School in Fayette County, Georgia, against the defending Class 4A state champion Benedictine Cadets out of Savannah. In just his second season at Westover, Adam Miller and has the Westover Patriots in the playoffs. And the Patriots' last postseason appearance was in 2020, just 2 years ago. And the Patriots made the playoffs despite winning only one game and four tries, and despite the fact that their season was cut in half and didn't get to play until October 2nd of 2020 because of COVID-19. Obviously no one cares about that. Nobody cares about that anymore. And lost to Perry, and then Alton Downs resigned as Westover's head coach, and then Adam Miller replaced the Downs. Again, so Westover will face Spalding in the first round of the state playoffs at the Class 4A level. And elsewhere, and Shaw will face Perry as the number four seed. It means Hardaway's season has come to a close, and the number two seeded KO Syrup Makers will be at home against West Side of Macon, and the regional and Bainbridge will be at home against Baldwin out of Milledgeville, Georgia, in Middle Georgia. And Baldwin, and see, made that Bainbridge earn the right to host Baldwin after rolling all over Cairo 53-20 in a game, in one of those many games that was much closer than the final score indicated. And Bainbridge trailed 13-7 at the end of the first quarter, but scored seven of the game's next games, eight. And Bainbridge, like I said, trailed 13-7 after one quarter, but scored seven of the eight games' next eight touchdowns. And Tavius Murphy had nine receptions, 174 yards, and two touchdowns. Bo Smith finished 19 out of 26 passing for 254 yards and three touchdowns. And Javon Cox rushed for 129 yards and two touchdowns and five carries. And Keenan Phillips rushed for 109 yards and 18 carries. So Bainbridge has now won three straight region titles, so dating back to 2020. And it'll be interesting to see if Jeff Littleton can take Bainbridge on another deep playoff run. And seeing how about moving on to the Class AAA bracket? So, and the Thomasville Bulldogs is in all six teams in region, all six teams in region 1 AAA had last week off, but only four of them will play and move on, or at least had the opportunity to move on from the first to the second round of the state playoffs. And before doing a brief summary of these matchups in the first round, and a quick reminder of how things work, how the playoff structure will work, or at least in the first round, classes 7A, 5A, and 3A, or AAA, will play in the first round on November 11th. Or see, check, you know, well, want to see a quick reminder of how the first round of the playoffs in the GHSA will work this year. In the classes 7A, 5A, and 3A, or AAA, will play their first round games on Friday, November 11th, which of course is Veterans Day. Well, classes 6A, 4A, 2A, and single A divisions 1 and 2 will play on Saturday, November 12th. So 7A, and 7A, 5A, and 7A. So classes 7A, 5A, 3A, I think single A Division 1 and single A Division 2. And those classifications will play on November 11th, Friday, November 11th. And it's Veterans Day, and CC 6A and 4A. And a double A will be on November 12th. Let's see, I think 7A, 5A, and triple A will be on. Let's see, 6A, I'm going to try it one more time. And 6A, 4A, double A, and single A Divisions 1 and 2 will play on Friday, November 11th, Veterans Day. 7A, 5A, and 3A, or AAA, will be on Saturday, November 12th. So for those fans that are cheering or following your favorite team to victory at the 7A or AAA level, and if you don't hear your team's name being mentioned on the various scoreboard shows or scoreboard type shows on radio or TV this coming Friday throughout the state of Georgia. If your team's name isn't mentioned, don't be alarmed. And they'll be playing on Saturday instead of Friday. Anyways, and moving right along. In AAA playoffs, the Thomasville Bulldogs, as the Region 1 AAA champions, will host Jackson, and number two seeded Carver Tigers from Columbus will be at home hosting Upson Lee, and the Daugherty Trojans, who ended the regular season with back-to-back losses to Thomasville and Carver of Columbus, respectively, will hit the road for the first round, traveling to Forsyth, Georgia, to face the Mary Persons Bulldogs. And the winner of the Daugherty Mary Persons game will face the winner of the Salem Calvary Day game, and that game will be played in Savannah on Saturday. And let's see, keeping it going. And the Crisp County Cougars, as the number four seed, rounding up the representation in Region 1 AAA, traveling just up the road to Fort Valley, Georgia, just south of Macon, to face the Peach County Trojans. So the winner of the Thomasville-Jackson game will face the winner of the Liberty County-Morgan County game, and winner of Carver-Columbus, Upson Lee, will face the winner of the Long County-Harlem game. And as mentioned earlier, the winner of Daugherty Mary Persons will face the winner of Salem Calvary Day, and the winner of Crisp County-Peach County will face the winner of Hepzibah and Savannah Christian. And seeing the Daugherty Trojans will try to pull off in AAA what they did in 4A last season, win back-to-back playoff games on the road, and then try to get back to the quarterfinals. Only this time, and they hope to make it to December 2nd at the AAA level in Crisp County, as the Region 2 AAA champion last year, made a similar run, only to run into Cedar Grove. And speaking of Cedar Grove, they're the defending champions at the AAA level. And seeing Daugherty makes a deep run, makes it to Black Friday, which should be November 25th this year in 2022. And they could face Cedar Grove in that quarterfinal round. Cedar Grove out of Atlanta, the defending AAA state champions, and then should either team make it as far as the semifinals. And there could be a potential rematch between Carver Columbus and Daugherty of Albany on December 2nd. But that's neither here nor there. And moving on to Class AA, and the Worth County Rams had a chance to secure a home playoff game, as well as the number 2 seed, had they defeated the Cook Hornets down in Adel, Georgia. Unfortunately, however, the Rams lost to the Hornets. 36-12 was the final score. And Worth County came into the week. Worth County came into the week ranked number eight in Class AA. Worth County came into the week ranked number eight in Class AA. And as Hank, it was the first time Worth County had been ranked in any statewide poll quite some time. But Cook made Worth County stay in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter poll rankings brief with that 24-point win this past Friday, November 4th. And Worth County will end up as the number 3 seed in Region 1AA and will travel to Macon to face Northeast in the first round of the state playoffs. And as for Cook, as the number 2 seed in Region 1, and they'll be at home against Ace Charter, out of Macon. So the Griffins spelled G-R-Y-P-H-O-N-S, the Griffins of Ace Charter, will make that long trip down I-75 into Adel to clash with the Cook Hornets. And that should be a good matchup. And the Bering Rebels out of Nashville, Georgia, will travel to Columbus to face Spencer. And finally, the defending Class AA state champion, Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes, will open their season against another team from Macon in the Central Chargers. And Fitzgerald finished the regular season undefeated at 10-0 after outlasting Berrien 34-20. And Fitzgerald only had a 14-10 lead at the half, but held Berrien scoreless in the third quarter. Sultan Cooper finished 11 out of 13 passing for 221 yards. It'll be interesting to see if Fitzgerald can make it back-to-back state titles in Class AA, and then knocking off Brooks County. And Fitzgerald, no, not Brooks County, Fitzgerald knocked off Thomasville for the AA state title last season in the Purple Hurricanes. Avenged a regular season loss to the Bulldogs in the process. And Thomasville's win over Fitzgerald cost the Purple Hurricanes a region title. And still, I mean, Fitzgerald more than made up for that by dominating Thomasville in the AA state title game last year. It was the last December 9th of last year. And it will be interesting to see if Fitzgerald can make it back-to-back state titles and keeping it going and seeing how about Class Single A Division II. And the Early County Bobcats and are the Region 1 Single A Division 2 champions. And see us back on, see us October 14th or so, early last month. Early County wrapped up the Region 1 Single A Division 2 title early after rolling all over Randolph Clay earlier in the season. And then only to lose, and the Early County was 7-0, and then lost 3 straight games to close out the regular season losing to Brooks County, then the Eufaula, Alabama, and then the Irwin County. And both Brooks County and Irwin County are members of Region 1 Single A Division 1, which I'll briefly talk about in just a moment. And the Bobcats will host the Turner County Rebels, who rolled all over Atkinson County, winning 53-29 to clinch the fourth and final playoff berth out of Region 2 Single A Division 2. And the winner of the Turner County Early County game will face the winner of the ECI Telfair County game in McRae, Georgia. And coming in as the number two seed, the Miller County Pirates from Colquitt. And the Pirates will host the Lanier County Bulldogs from Lakeland, Georgia. And the winner of the Lanier-Miller County game will face the winner of Montgomery County, Wilcox County. And also you have Schley County Wildcats from Ellaville, Georgia, will host Georgia Military. And Schley County won the Region 6 LA Division 2 title. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the Washington Wilkes Mount Zion of Carrollton game. And the number three seeded Mitchell County Eagles will travel down to Homerville, Georgia to face the Clinch County Panthers, number two seed for Region 2. And the number four seeded Seminole County Indians will travel all the way to Folkston, Georgia to face another team of Indians in Charlton County. And champion and number one seed out of Region 2. So it'll be the Seminole County Indians and Charlton County Indians, and then and in Single A Division 1, Class Single A Division 1, and Irwin Hill is the champion there. Irwin County home against Jefferson County, where the winner of that game faces the winner of the Bryan County, Hurt County game. And Brooks County, the number two seed, and the Single A Public State Champions from last year will try to win back-to-back titles, only this time in Class Single A Division 1 when they host Bleckley County. Bleckley County spelled Bleckley, and Bleckley County spelled B-L-E-C-K-L-E-Y. And the winner of Bleckley and Brooks will face the winner at Claxton in Lamar County. And the Pelham Hornets, under first-year head coach Leonard Guyton, head up to Dublin, Georgia to face the Dublin Irish. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the Temple Meadow game. And wrapping things up and going back to the Class 7A. Moving Class 7A. And number one seed, Colquitt County, at home. And facing Pebblebrook. And the winner of that game will face the winner of Harrison out of Cobb County and Brookwood from Gwinnett County. And that game will be played in Snellville, Georgia. And Camden County at home against East Coweta. Number two seed, thanks to their wins over Valdosta and Lowndes. And speaking of the Valdosta Wildcats, and they'll be traveling to the Atlanta area, just south of Atlanta, to face Westlake. And Lowndes, the number four seed, will head to Carrollton, Georgia, to clash with the Carrollton Trojans. And how about the private schools, quickly? You see, the Deerfield Windsor Knights from here in Albany will be the number three seed. And the Knights finished the regular season at 8-2 overall. and obviously in the GIAA, formerly in the GIAA, formerly the GISA, sees its teams 1 through 10. So 10 teams will advance to the playoffs in Class AAA. And the Southland Academy Raiders from Americus will be heading to the tiny community of Belleville in Southeast Georgia and will play against the Pinewood Christian Academy Patriots. And Pinewood's the 7 seed, hosting the number 10 seed. And the winner of the Pinewood Cycling game will face the number 2 seeded Brookwood Warriors from Thomasville in Thomasville. And Deerfield Windsor will host Frederica Academy in St. Simons Island in Glynn County, Brunswick, Georgia. So the winner of Deerfield and Frederica, winner of the Deerfield-Frederica game will face either Brookwood, Pinewood, or Southland. And the Terrell Academy Eagles will make the long trip down from Dallason to Valdosta to face the Valwood Valiants. So the winner of that game will face either number 9 seed Lakeview Academy, and Heritage. Lakeview Academy is the 9 seed, and we'll go to number 8 Heritage up in Newnan, Georgia, just southwest of Atlanta. And where that game will travel to Milledgeville, Georgia, face number 1 seed John Milledge Academy. And John Milledge, I think, has the longest winning streak of any high school football team in Georgia. I think they, you see, John Milledge just reeled off 40, 50 or so wins in a row. So it's hard to count. So no the exact count of how many games of so don't know the exact count. Just how many games John Milledge has won. So all-time win. So no, don't know the exact count of how many games. Don't know the exact count of exactly how many games that John Milledge has won, but I do know that John Milledge hasn't lost in quite some time. I mean, John Milledge hasn't lost in quite. John Milledge hasn't won. John Milledge hasn't won in quite some time. I mean, John Milledge hasn't lost in quite some time. And defeated Tattnall Square 2021. And John Milledge has tied the state record for consecutive wins, which now sits at 47 in a row, and tying the record held by Buford for the longest winning streak in Georgia high school football history. And so both Buford and John Milledge have won Buford, and John Milledge is now tied with Buford for the most consecutive wins in Georgia high school football history. And fans there will have to wait until November 18th to see if they can break that record. So Lakeview will face Heritage for the right to face John Milledge. And seeing Deerfield Windsor, after winning just 5 games combined in their 2 seasons in the GISA, and then back in the playoffs as a member of the newly renamed GIAA. So Deerfield Windsor was just 2-8 in 2020, and 3-7 in 2021 as a member of Region 1 Single A Private. So, I think it'll be, so it should, Deerfield and those opening round games, the first playing games are this Friday, November 11th. Again, that's Veterans Day. And the quarterfinals will be down the 18th, November 25th, the semifinals, and championship game December 1st. So who knows, should both teams take care of business in the quarterfinal round in AAA. Brookwood and Deerfield could meet down in Thomasville on Black Friday. And they're going to wrap things up here. In the AA playoffs, in the GIAA, the Southwest Georgia Academy Warriors will travel to Augusta to face Briarwood Academy, and Brentwood would be the number 2 seed in Georgia Christian, just outside of Valdosta, would be the number 10 seed, and will be on the road to face Edmund Burke over in East Georgia, Waynesboro, Georgia. Georgia Christian at Edmund Burke, and where that game will go to Sandersville, Georgia, to face number 2 seed Brookwood on Friday. And the winner of Georgia Christian, Edmund Burke, and Brentwood will face the Southwest Georgia Academy and Briarwood game. So the Warriors from SGA, hoping to make a deep playoff run in the upper half of the AA bracket. And number 1 seed Piedmont, number 1 seed Central Fellowship Christian out of Macon, will await the winner of the Piedmont Academy Christian Dublin game. And that game will be played at Piedmont. And Piedmont's the 8 seed, Trinity Christian of Dublin is 9. And number 4 seed Augusta Prep Day is at home against Gatewood, the Gatewood Gators out of Eatonton, Georgia. So, and the winner of Gatewood Augusta Prep would play either Trinity Christian of Dublin, Piedmont, or Central Fellowship. And also, wrapping things up. And let's see, Class Single A, got Grace Christian Academy out of Bainbridge, traveling to up into Pinehurst, Georgia, and Dewey County to face Fullington. Grace Christian's the number 6 seed. And the winner of that game will travel to Lyons, Georgia, in LYONS to face Robert Toombs Christian Academy. And the winner of the game between number 4 seed Flint River Academy and number 5 seed Memorial Day will travel to Louisville, Georgia, to face number 1 seed Thomas Jefferson Academy. And the four semifinal winners, the two winners of the semifinal games of the number 18 will play for the championship on December 1st. SGIAA, Class AA, and the 8-man classification in the GIAA. Got the Westwood Wildcats from Camilla already in the semifinal round of the state playoffs. And Westwood rolled past Holy Spirit Prep of Atlanta. Final score was 66-16. And they'll be moving on to the semifinals this week. And Westwood Wildcats from Camilla in Mitchell County as the number 3 seed roll past Holy Spirit Prep out of Atlanta. 66-16 was the final score there. And the Wildcats will head up into Macon to face Windsor Academy. And Windsor Academy won 55-28 over Covenant Academy. And this was on Friday. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the David Emanuel Academy, Westminster Schools Academy. And David Emanuel is the number one seed out of Stillmore, Georgia, in the eastern part of the state. And David Emanuel's 9-0. And the winners of this week's semifinal games will play for the 8-man state championship at Strong Rock Christian School in Locust Grove, Georgia, in Henry County. About 30, 45 minutes to almost an hour, not even a full hour, southeast of Atlanta. And for those people that are wondering how David Emanuel and Westminster of Augusta got to the semifinals, David Emanuel shut out Westminster Christian 44-0, and Westminster of Augusta outlasted John Hancock Academy 35-20. And finally, in gaps, and yes, we have a school gaps, which stands for the Georgia Association of Public and Private Schools. I mean, correction, Georgia GAPS, or GAPPS, GAPS stands for the Georgia Association of Private and Parochial Schools. So, and the Sherwood Christian Academy Eagles from right here in Albany, Georgia, will be the number one seed, winning the Region 2 title. And the Eagles will await the winner of the game between Lafayette Christian and Young Americans Christian. And Lafayette is the number two seed from Region 1, and they'll be hosting the number three seed from Region 2 in Young Americans Christian School. And where that game will head to Albany, he'll travel to just south of Albany to face Sherwood Christian Academy. And in the upper half of the bracket in the Class AA 8-man playoffs, the number two seed from Region 2, Vidalia Heritage, will host the number three seed from Region 1 and Fidelis Christian Academy. And the winner of that game will travel to face the number one seed in Region 1 in Class AA 8-man in Unity Christian. And the winners of those semifinal games will play on Friday, November 25th, for the Class AA 8-man title. So, wishing Sherwood Christian a lot of good luck. So, just a few more things to say before calling. Just a few more things to say before wrapping things up for this episode of the High School Football Roundup podcast. As always, remember, number one, to visit the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com, and to listen to this and past episodes of the High School Football Roundup podcast. And don't forget to follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter at SWJ Network. And of course, as this is being recorded, election night's tomorrow night on Tuesday, November 8th of 2022. So, try my best to tweet out their election returns. So, Southwest Georgia Network, southwestgeorgianetwork.com, on Twitter, SWJ Network. And also, follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter, SWJ Network, for the start of high school basketball season, as well as other sports coverage, and then also the weather, and then keeping an eye on subtropical storm Nicole, and also listen on Spotify and on Anchor, anchor.fm/SWGN Network, and of course wherever you get your podcasts or download them and whatever. And on that note, that ends this installment of the High School Football Roundup podcast, and this was episode number 15 for the week beginning Monday, November 7th of 2022. I'm Walter Johnson. Good luck to all the teams from our area that have advanced to play to the playoffs. Stay safe out there. Thank you. God bless you and goodbye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.